2016 in cases 11,739, 11,740, and 11,742. It was also revised on March 28, 2016 to include the approval of the minutes and the findings of fact for February 29, 2016. And it's been up, it was also updated on March 28th of 2016 to note that case numbers 11,743 and 11,746 have been removed from tonight's agenda and will be rescheduled until the May 2nd meeting.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections from any of the members? If not, Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll entertain a motion that we approve the agenda as read.
Okay, that was seconded that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's revised agenda as noted. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Motion so approved. Next, we'll have a motion for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our February 15th, 2016 meeting.
So moved.
And a second to that motion.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that again we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our February 15th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, we'll have a motion for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our February the 29th, 2016 meeting.
Make a motion and we approve February 29th minutes and February 29th finding of the facts.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our February the 29th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. They are approved. And next, Mr. Rupp, please.
Thank you. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. The process is that each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of this room for your convenience. So in the back. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record, and all persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions of others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted on or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office at the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, I would ask that if you have a cell phone or pager, that you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. First case, please.